In the past half hour or so, the US Department of Energy has confirmed that the United States and Saudi Arabia have signed what has been described as a landmark nuclear cooperation agreement, one that establishes a civilian nuclear program in the kingdom. The deal, in fact, includes two agreements, a peaceful nuclear cooperation agreement and a bilateral safeguards agreement. Let's speak to our chief North America correspondent, Gary O'Donoghue, now. Gary, well, look, the fact that there are two agreements is pretty significant, isn't it?
Potentially. It's worth saying that this the press release for this only dropped about 15 minutes ago, so we haven't seen the text of these two agreements. But yes, the first one is, we're understanding, a 30-year deal for the Americans to build nuclear power plants, civilian nuclear power plants in Saudi Arabia. Companies like Westinghouse will be involved in that, tens of billions of dollars in potential revenues. And alongside it, we're told there'll be a bilateral safeguards agreement. Now, that is crucial because some of the commentary around this today has been that Saudi Arabia would be not quite as under scrutiny as other deals have been in the past, particularly allowing it potentially to enrich its own uranium, which the US doesn't normally do when it does these deals, and also to have a slightly looser inspection regime. The bilateral word, and I don't want to overread this, suggests to me that that's an arrangement, a safeguards arrangement between the US and Saudi Arabia, maybe not involving the International Atomic Energy Agency, which was usual in the past. But we'll have to wait and see the actual text to know if that's true.
Quite. What about the timing of this?
Timing's interesting. I mean, the deal has been in the pipeline for some time. The Biden administration wanted to do this deal. They tied it specifically, though, to Israel and Saudi Arabia normalizing relations. That fell apart after the attacks on Israel by Hamas. That linkage appears to have been dropped from this deal, so that doesn't seem to be there. The key thing, though, here, and the Americans are open about this, is that Russia and China were sniffing around this arrangement, trying to get in on this big time. In fact, Russia had signed a couple of preliminary agreements with Saudi Arabia on this. So the Americans were fearing that they would get frozen out, and that's why they've moved. And that may be a potential reason, if it transpires to be the case, that there may be laxer controls, particularly on proliferation issues.
So for the Americans, a geopolitical win, but also a commercial one?
And they're emphasising the commercial, very much emphasising the commercial, but a big geopolitical win as well in that region. They don't want to lose a foothold. They don't want to lose their relationship with Saudi Arabia. They don't want to lose their leverage. And this is a big way of tying that in for several decades to come. So this will be regarded as a huge commercial success, obviously, but something of a coup for the State Department as well.
Gary, many thanks. Gary O'Donoghue there, our chief North America correspondent. Well, as Gary said, the details of the deal are still coming out, but that has already been reaction. Rena Shah is a former senior congressional advisor for the Republican Party, and she told the BBC that this was a good deal.
The U.S.-Saudi nuclear agreement is smart strategic leadership. American companies leading Saudi's civilian program means U.S. jobs, exports, and real influence, not ceding the field to China or Russia. We all want ironclad non-proliferation. I think this deal really delivers bilateral controls with American oversight and IAEA involvement on enrichment. These are practical protections that keep us in the driver's seat.
There is a concern in the U.S. Congress and in Israel about the agreement. John Garamendi is a Democratic congressman from California. He's also a member of the House Armed Services Committee. And in between votes on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives today, he told me why he objected to the deal.
It is a wide open opportunity for Saudi Arabia to not only obtain civilian nuclear power, which I don't have a problem with, but the safeguards that are absolutely essential do not appear to be there, and they appear to have the opportunity to enrich uranium in Saudi Arabia. Enrichment of uranium should not be occurring anywhere in the Persian Gulf area, including Iran and Saudi Arabia.
When the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, says that there will be no deal that leads to proliferation, do you not believe him?
I have no reason to believe him. The reactors that they should be getting do not require enriched uranium.
This has to go to Congress. Is there any world in which Congress throws out this deal?
There certainly is. There'll be a motion to disallow the agreement. That'll be put forward. I may put it forward myself or some other member. But we'll be having a vote within 90 days about the deal and whether it should go forward. And I can assure you there are going to be many, many people, members of the House, that are going to want to vote no on this deal and count me at the top of that list.
What do you say then to those who argue that Saudi Arabia is a strong ally of the United States? This deal will keep that partnership strong. It will make it less likely they'll drift towards the likes of China or Russia. And it brings huge economic benefits to the United States, tens of billions of dollars for the companies that would be involved.
That's a garbage argument. Saudi Arabia's record of human rights is zero. We can only go back and recall what happened to a reporter that was not in their favor. He was butchered, literally butchered.
Jamal Khashoggi you're talking about.
Exactly. Why would we ever allow anybody else in that region to enrich uranium? There's no reason for it. It is not needed for civilian nuclear energy. It's only needed for the development of a bomb.
Would you be okay, though, if the guardrails were in place? If this was a deal much like the one with the UAE, which precluded nuclear enrichment of uranium?
Well, what we know of this deal, it is not like the UAE at all. UAE was the development of civilian, non-weapon nuclear power. What we understand from this one is that this, while it includes civilian, also includes the enrichment of uranium. And much of the discussion, the war with Iran was supposed to be over the enrichment of uranium. So let's be very, very clear here. The enrichment of uranium is a significant step to the development of a nuclear bomb.
Democratic member of the U.S. Congress, John Garamendi there.